And so it is, just like you said it would be.
I saw this face, this vision. You were perfect. It was the moment of my life.
Jude Law is Daniel, a newspaper obituary writer and aspiring author who's instantly smitten when he meets Natalie Portman as American free spirit Alice on a London street corner.
How did you end up writing obituaries?
Well, I had dreams of being a writer, but I had no voice. What am I saying? I had no talent. So I ended up in obituaries, which is the Siberia of journalism.
Tell me what you do. I want to imagine you in Siberia.
Really?
A year into their relationship, Alice has given him the inspiration to write a novel. But when he goes for the book jacket photo to the studio of photographer Anna, played by Julia Roberts, love at first sight strikes Daniel all over again.
Come here.
I don't kiss strange men.
It gets even more complicated when Daniel manipulates a chance meeting between Anna and a doctor named Larry, played by Clive Owen.
Where were you between the hours of 6:45 and 7 p.m.?
That's really none of your business. Where were you?
On the net talking to you. Well, I was talking to someone.
Someone pretending to be me.
As the relationships crisscross, each lover reveals more of him or herself than any of them imagined possible. Jude Law says he was drawn to Closer by its raw depiction of the often funny, often dark places romance can go.
What's fun is the challenge for me, but I have a couple of memories of this which were quite dark days, actually. But that's the strange thing about this job sometimes. If you get through that and you feel like you've kind of approached that or touched on it, you go home feeling kind of proud and at least like you've given it your all.
Why did you swear eternal love when all you wanted was excitement? Love bores you.
No, it disappoints me. I think the honesty in it means that you can come out of it hopefully having felt something and learnt something, and that's a positive.
It's pretty funny, too. I mean, it's dark, but the way people behave is funny. It's funny to watch, it's funny to recognize, it's funny to relate to.
Natalie Portman says Alice's liberties with the truth add a layer of complexity to the actor's usual task of deceiving the audience into believing in the character.
In this piece in particular, because there's so many lies, every little piece of language, I think you start questioning if it's true or not. I mean, there were certain lines where I just took it for granted that that was something that she felt or something that was true about her, and then everything you start questioning if that's the case, if she's making it up and on the spot, if this is something she made up a long time ago. There's like many layers of lying.
So how long have you been seeing her?
4 months. We're in the first flush. It's paradise. All my nasty habits and these are. Someone who tells me your bloke wrote a book. Any good?
Of course.
It's about you, isn't it?
Some of me.
Oh? What did he leave out?
The truth.
Clive Owen was in the original London stage production, and he believes the straightforward dialogue may be disturbing because it may be familiar.
It's very easy to step back and say, oh, look at those four people doing those awful things to each other. But I think if you're very honest and you look at it, one of the most striking things about it is in each of those awful, terrible scenes, if you're a guy or a girl of a certain age with any sort of emotional history, you've been through some of those scenes. You've been in that place. You know, maybe you were the one that betrayed. Maybe you were the one that somebody came home and said, I'm sorry, I'm going, I've been having an affair. But you have been to those places. And this sort of weird, terribly dark movie that some people talk about this piece as being, you relate to it. And maybe it's shocking and upsetting because you do.
I'm waiting for you.
To do what?
Leave me.
I totally love you. What is this?
You're lying. I've been you.
Closer is written by Patrick Marber, adapted from his acclaimed stage play. The film is directed by Oscar, Emmy, and Tony winner Mike Nichols. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.
And so it is, just like you said it would be. Life goes easy on me. Most of the time. so it is. Shorter story. No love, no glory.